Track 11, David Clayton Meets. Now, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't have had David Clayton down as anything but a sober, respectable member of the media fraternity. But it seems there's at least one thing about David which we haven't erstwhile known about. He'd better tell us himself, I think.
Your nightly regional BBC news programme is 60 years old, everybody. It started in September 1964 as Look East, and some 60 years on, it's still going strong. Before September 64, it was just really a long news bulletin. But by September 64, they'd got the confidence to make it into a full sort of half-hour programme, and so it began. Celebrations have been going on, commemorating 60 years of Look East, and I've been to a reunion of some of the old staff. Lovely to see everybody again. That's when it used to come from the studios in All Saints Green in Norwich, before it moved to the Forum. So for a time, I was a regular presenter on Look East. I'd do the nightly news into the programme. I'd do the breakfast television news. I'd read the news in the middle of the day and all that sort of thing. I was one of the duty newsreaders, so worked on Look East quite a lot. Often my shift would be the early one, where I'd do the breakfast news. Then it meshed in beautifully with me doing a mid-morning radio programme just across the road in Surrey Street, where Radio Norfolk studios were, then going back and reading a lunchtime bulletin. So I often did that. Then I'd be in the radio office for about 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon, preparing the next day's programme and so on. And at the end of the working day, it wasn't unknown for some of us to pop round to the local pub, which was just next door to Norfolk Tower, where Radio Norfolk was, and just across the road from the TV studios. So at the end of one day, I think it was with Keith Skipper and one or two others, I popped in there, and knowing I was going to be picked up by my wife, I had a few drinks. I think, had 2 Southern Comfort and Cokes, which can be quite strong. And this, I have to say, was on a nearly empty stomach. I might have had 3. And then Stephen Bumfrey burst into the Surrey Tavern. Now, Stephen, you'll know latterly, was a presenter on Radio Norfolk and a presenter on lots of radio stations, but in his early days he was what was called a floor manager for the television studios across the road at Look East. And he came rushing in. He said, quick, you've got to read the news. And I said, no, I'm not scheduled to read it today. But the newsreader who was had gone home. I think she was ill or something, and they needed a newsreader to read the bulletin in the middle of Look East, which lasted about 4 or 5 minutes. I said, well, I can't, I haven't got a shirt or tie. Actually, I had. There was always one in makeup for emergencies, and Stephen had already checked it was there. He said, no, it's there. I've got everything ready for you. Can you come across and read the news? So I left the pub really a bit quickly into the cold air, and my inebriation struck me. I was a little bit drunk. As the cold air got to me, I wandered across the road. I said, I can't have had a drink. So I went in, found the producer who was panicking, and he said, look, I need you to read the news. You know what to do, because I'd done it loads of times. I said, I've had a drink. He said, oh, hang on a minute. And he got the news bulletin, which was about 4 minutes, 20 seconds long. And he started pulling stories out. We can do without that, we do without that, and chucked them on the floor. And the news bulletin ended up about 1 minute, 45 seconds. And so I got into the studio, and the adrenaline can sort of psych you up. And I worked myself up into being able to do it. And I read the news on Look East one night many, many years ago. And folks, I have to tell you now, although I got through it, I was drunk. Yes, I read the news inebriated. As far as I can tell, nobody knew. I must have got away with it. And please, it's an awful confession to make now, but it was an emergency. Please don't tell anyone.
Well, David, that's definitely a reveal-all story. But I'm sure with your great professionalism, no one had any idea that you had had one too many in the Surrey Tavern.